With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United Nations Secretary General will be telling the Security Council next week that both Hamas and Israel are violating children's rights and leaving them exposed to danger in the war. BBC correspondent Hugo Vachega reports on Israel's reaction to that announcement.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, as you said, called the UN delusional after this decision. He said that the UN had added itself to the blacklist of history. The Israeli Foreign Minister said that this decision would result in a change in relations between Israel and the United Nations.
In the meantime, Israel carrying out its largest hostage rescue operation since the war with Hamas began on October 7th. Prime Minister Netanyahu saying today the fighting will continue until all hostages are freed. Also at SRNnews.com, just keeps getting worse and worse, the news for the Biden team.
A News Nation Decision Desk HQ survey released Wednesday shows more bad news for President Biden on the economic front. According to the poll, 58% of registered voters say they are living paycheck to paycheck, as standard living expenses are taking up the bulk of their monthly income. The economy was listed as the number one topic voters want to see in a presidential debate. The number increases among young voters. According to MAGA War Room, 78% of young voters make that claim.
And that is correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. And yet, even more bad news for the Biden administration. Overdue credit card debt, now the highest level in more than 10 years. People who are 35 and younger are struggling more than other age groups to pay their bills. Share of credit card debt, more than 90 days overdue, is now nearly 11%. This is SRN News. America's moral compass has changed.
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, a majority of adults believe it's okay to tell a lie if it's in your own personal best interests. Large majorities also see no problem with gay marriage or with a woman having an abortion for any reason. The survey also reveals that most Americans embrace fornication, and amongst the youngest of us, 50% see no problem with defaulting on a loan if the lender, quote, doesn't need the money. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A soccer player in France is being disciplined now for refusing to display a gay pride emblem on his jersey. Monaco midfielder Mohamed Camara has been given a 4-game suspension by the French league after covering up the emblem on his shirt. Camara is a Muslim and says he refused the gay pride badge for religious reasons. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reporting verdicts are in a closely watched COVID fraud trial.
A jury in Minnesota convicted 5 people and acquitted 2 others for their roles in a scheme to steal more than $40 million that was supposed to feed children during the coronavirus pandemic. Prosecutors say more than $250 million in federal funds was taken in the Minnesota scheme overall.
This conduct was not just criminal, it was depraved. Brazen.
The 7 people were the first of 70 to stand trial. The case received widespread attention after someone tried to bribe a juror with a bag of $120,000 in cash. Defense attorneys argued at trial their clients provided real meals to real people. I'm Ed Donahue.
Wall Street numbers yesterday, the Dow off 87 points, S&P 500 down 6, NASDAQ lost 40. More details at SRNnews.com.